Welcome to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. That is right, guys. Anchor is the first official sponsor of the show, and I'm really excited about it. So thank you guys for helping me get to the point where I can have some sponsors here on the show. You could as well, if you go ahead and want to start your own podcast, just use that Anchor app. Let's see here, guys. I'm also a creator that you can support in Support a Creator. Just put in my creator code, Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY, in the item shop. And whenever you buy in those items over there, a little bit is going to go my way. Something I'm really excited about that I want to mention here is I made a small guest appearance on Texas Public Radio today. I was contacted by them yesterday to be on a panel about Fortnite and its impact, you know, in the community and on the world, and, you know, the impact that it has on kids playing it. My schedule, unfortunately, didn't work out for me to be on the full show, but they did get back to me after I told them I couldn't be on the show for the full hour. They got back to me and told me, hey, we'd still like to have you on the show, so why don't you just call like a regular call-in, a regular listener would call in it to make a comment on the show, and when you tell us that you're Mikey from Daily Fortnite, we will prioritize your call so that we can have you comment on the show. So I was really excited about that. That was really cool. It was a little bit interesting for me. I've never been, you know, a caller into a radio show before, so what they did was they put me on hold. And I was listening while I was on hold. And so they just told me, you know, since you're not a guest, the actual, you know, one of the guests of the show, just go ahead and listen and then comment on whatever you want to comment on when we call on your name. So I sat there on hold listening to the show. And there were so many things that I wanted to comment on while I heard them talking about all the different subjects that they talked about. Then, of course, when they finally called on me, because they didn't give me any sort of warning, when they finally called on me, it all flew out of my brain, of course. And then, so I didn't make my points as well as I wanted to make my points, but it was cool just to have that opportunity at all. So thank you guys again for making this show something, you know, like your guys' support has made this show something that is worth reaching out to by other people that they say, hey, obviously there's this big thing going on over here in this community over here, so why don't we go ahead and ask this guy to see if he would be on our show. So, you know, I never thought I would get to a point where, you know, a radio station who is doing a segment about Fortnite would want to talk to me. But that's all thanks to you guys for helping the show grow to that point. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Let's get a little bit news about the game now. Let's see here. Account merging has been delayed until early 2019 is what it looks like. Let me read a post here. So, you know, they did have cross-play between all platforms now, and they were going to have account merging so that you could merge your accounts together and have those get all your outfits on one account if that was what you wanted to do, but unfortunately it's going to be a little bit delayed. So here's the account merge delay post. It's by the Fortnite team. They say, hey folks, in our previous blog about account linking, we stated in November we're going to release an account merging system so you can combine multiple console linked accounts to transfer battle royale, cosmetic item purchases, lifetime wins, V-Bucks, and save the world campaign success. Due to some ongoing technical concerns, we will be delaying the account merge feature until early next year. We want to make sure that this process is thoroughly tested and working properly before releasing it to those of you currently looking to transfer purchases from other accounts to your primary account. We'll be sure to update you as we get close to the release of the feature, which will include a web page on launch to help guide you through the flow. Thank you for all the patience while we continue to work on completing this tool. So I know some of you guys are going to be bummed about that because I know a lot of people do have multiple consoles, so they had multiple different accounts, and we're really looking forward to merging those things so you could get all your stuff on one account and then you didn't have to have them spread out anymore. But it'll be a little bit delay, so hopefully they'll be able to get this out pretty quick here in the next couple months, early in 2019. Here's another little bit of news that we have here is the glider redeploy got a hot fix. This is, of course, still only in the supported modes. It's not in all modes yet, but let's see what they did here. So this actually came from a post on Twitter. They say, we just released a hotfix to increase the speed of glider redeploy for the modes it's supported in. The acceleration increased by 200% and the max speed increased by 25%. They say, drop in and let us know what you think. Now, I haven't gone in and played any of the modes yet that glider redeploy is available in, but I'm definitely going to jump in there and just see how it feels now, because eventually I want glider redeploy back in the regular modes, so I definitely want to see how it feels before it comes back. That way I'll be familiar with it when it finally does come back to the regular modes here. Let's see here. Let's go over... let me go over the Duo Alchemist Cup, actually. So right now we have the Alchemist Pop-Up Cup tournament has been going on the last few days. It is a duos practice tournament, and it actually has been a lot of fun. So for the last 2 days, I've been playing with BobDan69, and I got to thank him for playing with me, because we've had a ton of fun, and we've actually got the badges both days that we played together. Both days we played about 3 hours, or just a little under 3 hours, but we were able to score the 20 points. And again, actually both days we scored 24 points each. We were trying to get beat our own score of 24 points from yesterday today, but we weren't able to do it. But we were glad that we were at least able to tie it and at least hit our own high mark. During this time, we only got one victory royale, and we didn't I think we only got a couple of elimination points, but our strategy was to prioritize the placement points, because the placement points were worth double the amount of the elimination points. And for the both of us, our game styles, we really like to play it smart and be patient, and you know, both of us don't really rush a lot, so it really worked out for us to be playing together and be able to play with that strategy together. So again, not a lot of eliminations, but a lot of smart rotations, putting yourselves in position to get into the top five, which got you a couple of points, top three, which got you 2 more points, and again, we got the victory royale as well, which got you an additional 2 points. And when you get one of those where you can get at least 6 points in a match, that really helps out a lot. Let's see here. Yeah, and again, that was a lot of fun. I want to know what you guys scored as well. I know Bob Den has a son, LB Denniston 09, I think is his screen name. It's been a while since I've seen it. Can't remember, but his name is Brady. Anyways, I know him and a friend also scored the 20 points. I don't know what their total was, but I know they got over the 20 points needed. So congratulations to them for getting that badge. And then I know West over in the Discord, he was telling me that he scored 27 points today, so that big congratulations to West as well for getting that 27 points in the tournament. Let's see here. Let's go over the week 10 challenges. So for the week 10 challenges, we have a place mounted turrets in different matches. You got to do that 3 times, you know, in 3 separate matches. You need to land, and this is different stages, so you got to land at Lazy Links, Snobby Shores, then Lucky Landing, then Lonely Lodge, and then Salty Springs. And again, this is different stages, so you're going to do this separately. You don't have to do this all in a single match. You need to complete vehicle time trials. You need to do 3 of them. I do know that there are 5 of them total on the map, as far as I know. We'll go over those probably tomorrow to let you know exactly where they are. And then there are, let's see here, you got to get a challenge done for shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols in that order for elimination. Again, shotgun, and then assault rifle, and then pistol. Let's see here. You need to build structures. You need to do 250 total. Again, that's rarely straightforward and easy. You need to visit a Viking ship, a camel, and a crash battle bus. These are all really easy to find. You just have to go buy them. And then let's see here. You need to search chests at Tilted Towers or Paradise Palms. And for this one, you need to get 7 chests total. And this should be fairly easy to do, because there's a lot of chests at both Tilted Towers and Paradise Palms. Let's see here, guys. Let's go over the item shop. And actually, let me pull it up. I put it down here in my notes, but I don't have it pulled up here real quick. Let's see. Okay, so over in the item shop today, oh, that's right. I remember now because my son really wanted this one a lot. So in the featured section, we do have a new outfit called Mothmando. This is a really cool guy. He looks like a moth. I actually like this guy a lot. He's got a glider called the Flutterbug, and he's got a harvesting tool called the Lamp. And the Lamp, you know, it's like, you know, the moths are kind of around the lamp because they are attracted to the light, of course. And then still in the daily item section, you're going to get the Battle Pass tiers, of course, discounted down to 600 V-Bucks right now. You have the Shade outfit. You have the Devastator outfit. You got the Icebreaker harvesting tool. You got the Busy emote, and you have the Twist emote. I'm actually a big fan of both of those emotes. So I don't know, I might end up getting one of them because I have 500 V-Bucks right now. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll have to decide. We're getting close here to the end of the season. You know, we're in week 10, so season 7 is going to be starting soon. So I might just save my V-Bucks so I can just use them for the next battle pass. Let's see here. Yeah, that is going to be the item shop. So that's that. Let's move on to our tip of the day, which is pump shotguns are back, guys. You know, I had the day where I did the patch notes for Battle Royale, and then the next day I did the Save the World. And so now we've had 2 days to play around with the pump shotguns and just shotguns in general after they have been adjusted in this last 6.31 update. And again, shotguns in general are awesome, but especially the pump shotguns. They are powerful, just like I like them. So I would definitely suggest carrying a pump around with you. The pump shotguns are awesome. I know a lot of you say you have a hard time playing with it. Get used to it and get good with it, because it is a really good weapon now, especially if you happen to find the epic and legendary shotguns, pump shotguns. Just try to stay calm, be patient, and line up your shots when you have this. I know a lot of people panic and freak out, and they start jumping all over the place, and they're like looking back and forth and up and down, moving all over the place while they're trying to shoot their shotguns. Just try to stay calm. You know, get your shot lined up on your opponent so that way you can hit these shots, because pump shotguns, they're still going to have a slow rate of fire, so you want to make sure you make them count. I would suggest going into playgrounds with a friend or with a couple of friends or whatever, picking up the shotguns and just having a couple of shotgun fights against each other. That way everybody is getting practice with the shotgun, especially the pump shotgun is what I'm talking about specifically here, and getting really good at starting to land those shots, those pump shotgun shots, especially in close builds and build battles. Alrighty, guys, that is going to be the episode for today. So thank you so much for checking out the show. Just head over to Discord Daily Fortnite so you can join the community over there. Go ahead and follow my Twitch, Mike Daddy, and YouTube as well, Mike Daddy. Let's see here. Go over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review so you can get a shout out here on the show. Go ahead and subscribe while you're there so you don't miss any of the episodes. But we actually do have a couple of 5-star ratings to get to today. So let's go ahead and read these out. The first one comes from, well, it's titled, or it's named by Fortnite News Official. Titled is Great Quality 5-star Rating, says, love this when I am bored. Well, I'm glad that you can listen to this when you're bored, and hopefully you're not as bored anymore while you're listening to the show. The next one comes from Wow, You're Trash 6178. The title is, hey, how are you, Mike Daddy? Can you please help me out? Let's see if I can. It says, hey, would like to play with me. You are awesome. You're always there when I am bored. I love your podcast when you do patch notes. My Fortnite name is Wow, You're Trash 6178, also no caps. You know, my Epic account is Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY. When you guys send me those friend requests, I always accept them, and then hopefully we'll get a chance to play together. Unless you're going to get in there and tell me that I'm not very good at the game. Well, I had somebody tell me that today, so I don't know if I'm going to play with that person. Let's see here. Next one comes from Vivid Podcast Listener. and is titled I Learned Everything I Know From This Podcast. Of course, it's a 5-star rating, and it reads, username Kaboomy. I can play on Sundays past 7 until 10. All right, so you got a 3-hour window there on Sundays. Usually Sundays are a good day for me to play, so go ahead, again, add my Epic account, Mike Daddy, and hopefully one of these Sundays you are going to get a chance to play together. All righty, guys, that is the show for today. Thank you so much again. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.